Hey guys, welcome to Lewis the Phoenix. Welcome to my official podcast. Today we're going to be doing about a 5 minute podcast or so. AEW Double or Nothing full show. It was great. It was amazing. The Casino Battle Royal winner, Hangman Adam Page. That was a shock that he entered it. The weird thing about Royal, not everyone was in at the same time, but I liked the idea. It's more like a Royal Rumble, I would say, but still, it was absolutely great. We also had Kenny Omega vs. Chris Jericho, which was better than I expected. But the match of the night, by far, was Matt Jackson and Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks, versus the Lucha Bros for the tag titles. Now that one was insane. Full of huge spots. It was amazing. Wasn't my favourite match of the night. My favourite, which I rewatched like 7 times, has definitely been Cody Rhodes versus Dustin Rhodes, or just Cody now, he's supposed to be called. He versed his brother in a very gruesome match, blood going right down Dustin Rhodes' face, formerly known as Gold Dust in WWE. He was great. He's a 50-year-old wrestler, over 50, I think, and he can fly around the ring like a 30-something-year-old. He is great. I know at the end of the match, Cody says not ready to retire, we need to team up. But even though he says he can retire, I don't want him to retire at all. He should be a huge part of AEW. Considering how good he was in that match, he should be it. I wanted him to win. Sadly, Cody Rhodes managed to overcome it with 2 crossroads, even though Goldust did steal his finisher, or Dustin Rhodes stole the crossroads. And even after a final cut, it was not over for him. Yes. Cody Rhodes ended up winning that match and had a little kick over at WWE. At the start of the show, at the start of the main show, they were talking about attendance records. They said 20,000 people. But I think one of them mentioned something around this place can only hold 13,000 at full capacity. And they made a joke at WWE saying, well, round it to the nearest 1,000. Or 10,000. Which a lot of people have been saying WWE's been doing for ages now. Or got proof that WWE's been doing for now. About them rounding it way higher than it is. Like 10,000 going to 20,000. When some places like 60,000 going to 100,000, I think. Like WrestleMania 32. I'm not fully sure about the numbers. But it was a nice little gag. One of the other gags, which wasn't as good, but still pretty good, was in Cody Rhodes' entrance. When he made it his way down to the ring, there was a Triple H logo on a chair. The King of Kings logo. And he destroyed it with Triple H's sledgehammer. Showing that there's a new era now. It wasn't as good, but it was still a nice little gag. So I hope they will keep going at WWE with the roast, and I hope they have more good shows. Like Fighter Fest on June 29th is happening, their next show, and Dean Ambrose, formerly known as John Moxley, John Moxley in AEW, will be making his in-ring debut. And that's something I was going to save later, but I accidentally just said it. So at the end of the show, after Chris Jericho, with the Judas Effect, which is a spinning back elbow, defeated Kenny Omega, he demanded a thank you off the fans. That's the only thing he wanted. Seeing his face of AEW, he demanded a thank you. But instead of a thank you, John Moxley, probably known as Dean Ambrose, like I said, came out through the crowd and delivered a dirty deeds to Chris Jericho. And then a dirty deeds to the referee who tried to stop it, and he went for dirty deeds on Omega. Omega pushed him out of the ring, they both fell out of the ring. They had a little scrap outside the ring or fight, and then they were up on the casino things. Dean Ambrose hit a dirty deeds, or John Moxley hit a dirty deeds on top of the casino tokens, and then like an attitude adjustment or an FU him off the side through like a glass floor with money on it. It was a great way to end the show, and I loved it. The women's matches were also absolutely great, so they are going to focus on women's as well, which is definitely a good sign. Hopefully they can overtake WWE, because they are definitely better. I don't think I've seen a pay-per-view that good in a long time by WWE. It was a great show. They unveiled the AEW World title, which I think looks really nice. WWE, have a look at their title. It actually looks nice. Not saying that all WWE titles look bad, like the women's tag titles, they look really nice, but the AEW one just went a step further and it's all better. Anything else? I have a YouTube channel, by the way, guys. This is going to be the bit of the video where I see my YouTube channel. It's Lewis Loves Wrestling. I also have Lewis James Official. Both of them are gaming channels. Lewis Loves Wrestling is my only wrestling channel. I used to do wrestling videos over on Lewis James Official, but I've stopped now. Lewis Loves Wrestling is my official channel for that. I have 16 subscribers at the time of making this first podcast. Go check that out. I'm in the middle of a universe mode. Like, Royal Rumble pay-per-view is coming out today, part one of it. So it explains into two parts. Today is the women's part. And then tomorrow will be the men's part. I'll try and upload as often as possible, mainly daily. I've been on holiday for the past few days, so I couldn't upload then. But I hope you and subscribe to my channel and enjoy. Thank you all for listening to the first episode of Wrestling Review by Lewis the Phoenix. And I will see you again soon. Goodbye.